on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Wednesday edition of Q&A. I'm DJ Phone. As you know, we always welcome your questions and comments about the show. You can email me at DJ Phone. That's DJ F-O-N-E at KQ&A.com. And this is the time for holiday movies and the best Oscar-worthy end-of-year movies. We're getting a bunch of them coming this weekend at the Harkins 14, opening Thursday night and Friday. It'll be Fantastic Beasts with Eddie Redmayne and Johnny Depp. Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald. Co-written, by the way, by J.K. Rowling. Also a terrific suspenseful film, a thriller called Widows, about four widows in Chicago who are made widows because their husbands are the criminal masterminds who get wiped out in a bust gone bad. So they not only inherit their jobs, they also inherit millions of dollars in debt to the local mob and politicians. Won't that be fun? The third movie opening this weekend, Melissa McCarthy, an unusual straight role and a critically acclaimed one, a movie called Can You Ever Forgive Me? No, it's not a love story. It's about a real-life woman who had been a celebrity biographer who had kind of fallen on hard times. She had a lot of bad things about her. She had a very prickly personality. She was alcoholic. She was kind of a cat lady. Not that that's a bad thing. But because the well kind of ran dry for her biographies, she starts forging documents to make big money and finds an associate in Richard E. Grant. So Can You Ever Forgive Me is about that. And then finally, Rosamund Pike is a real-life journalist who was killed in Syria with the photographer portrayed by Jamie Dornan from the 50 Shades of Grey series. That movie is called A Private War. That also opens this weekend. So four really good movies to get your weekend going at the Harkins 14. Our guest today, Patrick Neville. He's part of the Professional Writers of Prescott series. He will be talking to us in just a moment, followed by After the News Break with Link, our financial advisors and KQ&A radio show hosts, Ron and Barbara Stevenson, hosts of Financially Tuned. So we're going to get it underway with Patrick Neville in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live, you know where, in the words of Buzz Lightyear, to infinity and beyond on KQ&A.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
The 2018 Model Year Closeout is going on now at Lamb Nissan. Hello, this is Ed Walsh. The 2019 models are arriving daily, so we're offering huge deals on our 2018 inventory.
You can drive off in one of the best-selling SUVs in America, the Nissan Rogue S front-wheel drive, for under $22,000. Save over $6,500 off MSRP on a 2018 Nissan Murano S front-wheel drive, priced at only $26,076. Or choose the all-wheel drive for $27,620. Looking for an inexpensive, low-mileage used car? Why not just buy a brand-new 2018 Nissan Versa S Plus for only $13,474? And that includes a full warranty.
The 2018 model year clearance is going on now at Lamb Nissan. Hurry in today for your best selection. Visit lambnissan.com for all of our great specials and come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. Lamb Nissan, we're here to serve.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military task-oriented mindset and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 207. Great to have Patrick Neville in the studio. He is part of our Professional Writers of Prescott series. Patrick, you brought along five books. You're obviously a prolific author. Is that a fair thing to say?
Well, first thing I want to say is I appreciate the offer to be here, and it's an honor to come up as far as political.
And I love talking to writers because you guys create something that nobody else has ever done. It's always a result of your own life experience, your own the prism you see things through. So everything is completely authentic and original. That's why I love creative people. So what genre are your book?
Well, my first book, Echo Whispers, it's what's considered alternate historic fiction. And what I did, I used real-life facts and put a spin on an old tale. It has a different ending from what's been historically reported. My second two books are westerns, and my last two books are modern-day crime novels.
Now, you're writing now your sixth book, right, coming out before Christmas?
That's correct. Yeah, my sixth book is titled Ripper. It's based on a descendant of the great Jack the Ripper, the famous Jack the Ripper, set in the modern-day times here.
Ooh, how interesting. Yeah. Wow.
Set in Seattle.
Oh, my. Wow, which is kind of gloomy and rainy a lot of the time. Kind of sets the mood. Yeah, indeed. Wow, how interesting. Now, tell us about your first book, Echo Whispers. What made you want to write it? How long did it take? And tell me about the journey of getting it published.
Okay. Well, back in 1969, the movie Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid came out. My favorite movie. I starred Paul Newman and Robert Redford, and I loved it, and I've watched it dozens of times. And I love the characters that were portrayed by Newman and Redford. And it really saddened me to see them die at the end of the movie the way they did. And it was a very powerful ending to the movie. And every time I would watch it, I wondered what would have happened if those two outlaws hadn't gotten killed in South America. So the movie doesn't actually show that. They just suggest that they were killed in a hail of gunfire. So I started writing a story for myself to say, okay, what if they hadn't died? What would have happened? So I set it in 1929, which was 20 years after they were allegedly killed. It's the end of the Roaring Twenties. Prohibition was in effect, and Al Capone ruled Chicago. So the two old outlaws come back to the United States. It's radically changed from when they fled to South America. And adjusting is really hard for them. So it's kind of like an over-the-hill gang meets Al Capone. And you ask, I think, how long it took me to write.
Mm-hmm.
Basically 3 months stretched over 5 to 6 years. Like I say, it was something I was doing for myself. What got me to get it published was after I finished the manuscript, I set up my closet. And I figured it would be something my kids might find one day and wonder what the heck Dad was doing. But about that time, I was reading some books by a Western author named Ralph Cotton. His first book had been nominated for a Pulitzer Prize, and coincidentally, he lived about 30 miles from my hometown in Indiana, southern Indiana. I was going back for a visit to see my family, so I contacted Ralph. We met up and became fast friends. He asked if I'd written anything. I gave him a copy of my manuscript, and about 3 weeks later, I was thrilled to get a call from him and said he thought I was really onto a good story, and I said I should pursue getting it published. So that's what led to, I spent about a year and a half trying to sell it to the big publishing houses, and then I ended up going with a self-publishing route. But being naive to the trade, I didn't understand anything about how to get things submitted. So after the manuscript, after the story came out, the book came out, I sent a copy to Paul Newman and Robert Redford in hopes that he might be willing to make a sequel to the movie. I got a letter back from Robert Redford's agent saying that, you know, thanks, but no thanks. And then one day sitting at the house, I got a call, and this guy identified himself as Paul Newman's publicist. And I thought it was one of my friends jerking my chain, but we talked about a half hour. Very nice gentleman, and he said that those two gentlemen had agreed to never make a sequel. They couldn't live up to the greatness of the original.
Sure.
But he said he didn't think maybe they'd seen the right manuscript, and he thought I was on to it. So he urged me to have it written as a screenplay and get myself an agent and get it submitted, and he'd see what he could do. So I was in the process of doing that. I did have an agent from California, and I was in the process of having it written as a screenplay, and then Paul Newman died along with it, like my dreams of the movie.
Sure. Now, you know, if Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid had been written today instead of 1969, William Goldman, I believe, wrote the script, I know what the studio would say. This is the stuff that can be made into a franchise with five sequels. That wasn't the thinking back then, because had they written that today, you wouldn't have killed off the guys in the movie, would you?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
No, and that's what when Ralph Cotton read my manuscript, he said it reads like a movie. He said it's up where that movie left off.
Yeah.
And he said you've done that beautifully.
How great. Now, your book, I understand, was nominated to the New York Times bestseller list. How'd that feel?
Yes. Yeah, well, I was obviously selling. I'd done a lot of marketing, and I knew the book was selling well, and it had received over 35-star reviews on the Barnes & Noble website. But I never had dreamed it would be considered for this nomination. So when I got a call on that, I was just floored. And it's analogous to an actor getting nominated for an Academy Award.
Yeah.
They always say it's an honor just to be nominated. It certainly was.
And just like so many actors who achieve these later in life, you're like a 40-year overnight sensation, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Isn't that wonderful how that works, though? Now, I understand Barnes & Noble and other major retailers have carried it. What about your other books that have gotten nominated or received accolades?
The major retailers carried my first book, and that was kind of exciting to walk in. I was happening to be in Louisville, Kentucky, and I walked in Barnes & Noble, and there was my book on the shelf. And so I signed copies of it for the store. But anyway, my second book, Cripple Creek, it won the Amazon Top 100 best, or it made the Amazon Top 100 bestsellers list on three different occasions. That was quite an honor.
Tell me about the writing process. How much discipline goes into it? Do you write every day, or do you wait for the muse to strike?
I typically try to write every day. Typically in the evenings, I'll write. Sometimes I'll go back in the morning and try to edit. The bulk of my writing, though, is done on weekends. Fresh, and I can really hit it. And you get in that zone, and you get in there for 2 or 3 hours, and you don't even realize how much time.
And on that note, whenever I interview nationally published authors, I always ask them this question, so I'll ask it of you. And their answer always finishes with, you must be a writer, because only a writer could ask that question. Here's what it is. In the course of writing your books, how often do you find yourself so immersed in the story that these plot lines and characters start writing themselves and you have to keep up?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Absolutely right. It takes over. It's almost like a fever.
Yep.
But it's an incredible feeling when you get there.
Yeah, yeah. So what made you switch genres from Westerns to crime drama?
Well, what I wanted to do was Westerns are my first love, but they're on the low end of the totem pole in popularity these days. And as an example, back in the late 50s, early 60s, there were all kinds of Westerns on TV. But they fell out of favor. I mean, people lost interest in them pretty much the same way they did with the written word. So I started writing the crime novels as a better way to serve my fan base. And there's a lot of people out there that say they don't like Westerns, but they've never read one. But to me, if the story is good and it's well written, then it has merit, regardless of the genre. It's hard to try to convince someone that has a preconceived notion about a certain style of a book, of a writing.
You know, I remember well, you mentioned Westerns were all over the place in the late 50s, early 60s. At all three of the major TV networks, you could find a Western every night of the week. Most of them, each network had a Western each night of the week. You had Western movies left and right. Isn't it amazing how quickly they fell out of favor?
Yeah, they were my favorite. Have Gun, Will Travel, Gunsmoke.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
All there.
Yeah, there were literally dozens of them on TV. In fact, we toured Warner Brothers in Burbank last May, and we saw all these posters for what ABC used to film at Warner Brothers with the familiar closing shot of the plane going over the Warner Brothers studios and the big WB logo. You had Maverick with James Garner. You had Sugarfoot with Will Hutchins. You had, they had two others that came to mind just like that, right under the same mold. Ah, Cheyenne with Clint Walker. Yeah. 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 And, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. But all of those things, they followed a formula, but they clicked. And, you know, it's kind of like what happened with CBS back in the late 60s. They got Fred Silverman in as the head of CBS programming, and he decided that the world had had enough of small town and rural and westerns and stuff, and he whacked a whole bunch of them. In fact, he whacked Green Acres, Gomer Pyle, Beverly Hillbillies, Petticoat Junction, several westerns, and these were very appealing shows in the Midwest and small towns. I remember the headline in the Hollywood Reporter, Sticks, Nicks, Hicks Picks. And only Variety or the Hollywood Reporter could get away with a headline like that. Isn't that something? And you know why they're still funny in reruns? Because when you look at the punchlines that you see in today's TV comedies, nobody really talks like that. You can almost hear that punchline coming after 3 hours in a writer's room, trying to out-hip each other. Yes. But, you know, the 1950s and 60s sitcoms, they spoke the way people speak. And the human condition was what prompted those lines, not some super, you know, relevant pop culture reference. So tell me what kind of formula you follow when writing your stories.
Well, I don't have a format per se, or an idea where my story is going. And then I have a tendency to win. Every one of my books I've written, including the one I'm working on now, it just kind of happened this way. I'd write the first half of it, and then I stop, think about it a lot, then I'd write the ending. And then that gives me the gap that I need to bridge to get from where I stopped in the middle to the end. Helps keep me focused.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to local novelist Patrick Neville. We got more coming up with Patrick in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live around the world at kqna.com. Don't go away.
Consider this your official invitation to the party. Findlay Subaru Prescott invites you to the grand opening of our new state-of-the-art Subaru facility on Saturday, November 17th. We'll have raffles all day for prizes like a Yeti cooler, yoga mats, hats, and even something for your pets. Come and enjoy live music from 10 to 4, and your children can burn off some energy on a slide. Then at 4 p.m., we'll have the grand prize drawing for a 27-inch Salsa Timberjack SLX mountain bike from Soul Ride, worth almost $1,700, including the rack, and a kayak. We're launching the all-new 2019 Subaru Forester and Subaru Ascent, the largest and most versatile Subaru ever. With seating for eight and Subaru's famous symmetrical all-wheel drive, you can move the entire family comfortably and safely. Come join in the fun and help us celebrate the grand opening of our new facility, Saturday, November 17th. Findlay Subaru Prescott, doing our part to give back to the community and make the world a better place. Shop FindlaySubaruPrescott.com or call 928-771-6900.
The greatest town on earth is the place you call home. At Cable One, it's where we call home, too. Get up to 100 megs for just $40 a month for 3 months. Just call 877-687-1427. Cable One high-speed internet is consistent and reliably fast across all your devices. Up to 100 megs, $40 a month for 3 months. Connecting is easy. Call 877-687-1427. Call for details. Restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Bob Bean with Affinity RV. With our everyday low prices, we don't have year-end sales often, but our manufacturers have offered us some amazing factory incentives on 2018 RVs, and we're passing those savings directly to you. We're starting with 76 models that have been discounted up to 40%. Motorhomes, travel trailers, and fifth wheels priced below dealer cost, combined with factory incentives, save you big money. Don't miss this chance to save thousands on new RVs while they last at Affinity RV. Save up to 40% on models from Winnebago, Grand Design, Jayco, Open Range, Keystone, and Lance. These models are already pre-priced at the guaranteed lowest price. That means no haggling, no stressful negotiations. Just come in and let our team find you the perfect match. Visit us online anytime at affinityrv.com or stop by any Affinity RV location on Willow Creek Road in Prescott or Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey. Seize the day and save up to 40% while these RVs last. Only at Affinity RV. Go RVing!
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:21 with local novelist Patrick Neville. Patrick, all of the aspiring writers who are listening want to know one thing. How do you write your book? Do you use software? Do you use outlines? How do you do it?
Well, I just use basically the Microsoft Word program. That's mm-hmm. what I use. And in every one of my books, I do just a tremendous amount of research, whether it be the Westerns. I like to find out what was going on in the country in the late 1870s. On my current books, I do a tremendous amount of research because I want my books to be historically accurate as well as factually accurate.
And that's really important because your books are going to attract that kind of reader, and they will sense right away when something's not authentic, won't they?
They'll catch you immediately. If you cite where a building is and you put it on the wrong street corner, you're dead.
You'll hear about it.
Dead
that's
in the
for
water.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, one of Hollywood's biggest bugaboos is when they do sports movies and they bring in directors and writers who don't know a thing about that sport.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the title and the nature, it brings in sports fans who go, "That doesn't really happen."
Yeah.
And
exactly.
Goodness.
I know it sends me over the edge when I'm reading a book and I catch something like that in someone else's writing. And and all of a sudden you start to lose credibility if you have too many things like that.
Well, in fact, tomorrow I'm interviewing a former LAPD detective, Mike Rothmiller, another one of the professional writers at Prescott.
Mm-hmm.
Mike has written, I believe, 25 books now. And I asked him, because of his background in law enforcement, when you watch a movie or a TV show about police work, how often you just roll your eyes and go, "That doesn't really happen." How about you?
Yeah. Well, on mine, yes. I watch on the different shows that I watch, and I pick up on that, and it's like, who wrote this?
Yeah.
Somebody is absolutely clueless when it comes to some of those scenes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It really is funny because as anybody who watches CSI will later find out, you can't get the DNA results in a half hour. I don't care how much time the network has for the show, it's not going to happen in a half hour, is it?
No. And on the last couple books I've written, and I always like to use resources. I've talked to pharmacists. I actually went to medical examiners and talked to them. Had them review my writing. I've gone to police officers. You know, I want that as accurate as it can possibly be, because that smacks of realism right there.
And you know what? That's a good clue for moviegoers too, because if you stick around for the end credits, as I always do, take note of who the technical consultants were.
Yeah.
That'll tell you an awful lot about it.
Right.
I'll give an idea why I personally connect with that, because I spent 5 years in the funeral cemetery industry, and I used to watch the TV series 6 Feet Under, and it turned out that an Orange County mortician was their technical advisor, and there was one episode of 6 Feet Under where they couldn't cremate a man because he had a pacemaker, and they were afraid if the battery in the pacemaker burst, it would short out the electronics in what they call the retort, where he was being cremated. Turns out that is exactly true.
Well, I have a brother that's a funeral director, and he found out the hard way that you don't cremate a woman that has breast implants for the same reason.
Isn't
tremendous
it?
Explosion, he said.
Yeah, yeah. You know, what we can learn from the movies, isn't it amazing? Now, on the other hand, we learn lies, too, because you mentioned the Andy Griffith Show during the break. There was an episode, I believe back in 61, Opie the Birdman, where he shoots down the bird from a tree. It's a tragic story, really. And one of Opie's buddies tells him, well, you can't pick up the baby bird because then the parents will reject it because they'll pick up the scent of humans. People have believed that for 55 years, and it's simply not true.
Well,
but they saw it on TV.
I agree it's not true, but as Barney said, it'll stunt their growth a little bit, but that's all.
And Barney would know.
Barney would know. Yeah.
Oh, one of the great characters. By the way, if you ever do what I do when I go to L.A. and go to a cemetery viewing to see the celebrities where they're buried, Don Knotts has the coolest gravestone in all of Los Angeles. You've got to look it up. Yeah. Don Knotts' gravestone.
Love that guy.
Oh,
love
isn't
that
it wonderful?
Guy.
Well, listen, it's great having you on the show. How can people find your books, and how can people reach you?
Yes. Books are available online through Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and they're available in ebook and paperback formats. Prices range from anywhere from $5 up to $13. I have a Facebook page under my name, Patrick Neville. I currently have a web page being designed. It's not complete yet. But I can also be reached by email at thenav@cable1.net. That's the nav at cable1.net.
And we thank you for joining us today on Q&A. We look forward to seeing you the last Tuesday of each month at the Professional Writers of Prescott meetings. Continued success in your publishing.
Thank you so much, DJ. I appreciate it.
You betcha. Stay tuned because we've got news, late state and local, and weather with Link coming up, followed by a chat with Ron and Barbara Stevenson about your finances. Coming your way on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley in Cottonwood, hello, streaming live around the world at KQNA.com.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Stay warm and comfortable all winter long. Get Gettles. Gettles High Desert Mechanical. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Building, remodeling, or just making sure your heating and AC is at the right degree. Call Gettles in Prescott at 772-2751. Fourth generation heating techs will keep your furnace system running at peak efficiency. Avoid disappointments and future regrets. Don't settle. Call Gettles. 772-2751.
Arizona Cardinals football is live on AM 1130, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA. Brought to you by Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Courtesy Auto Sales, Prescott Dirt, Yamapai Bottle Gas, Affinity RV, Bradshaw Family Dental, Cliff Castle Casino, your Prescott Tire Pros, and Primavera Online School. The Cardinals visit the Oakland Raiders, live Sunday at 1 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.
You expect there to be a large selection at a dealership like Findlay Toyota Prescott. And there is. The largest in the Quad Cities. But that selection is getting smaller as the savings get bigger. And the last of the 2018s are being taken home. Come get yours. Like the incredible off-road tested Findlay Toyota Prescott Tacoma. While they last, get 1,000 cash back. Or as low as 1.9% APR for up to 60 months. You also get Toyota Care, our complimentary maintenance plan, including roadside service for 2 years or 25,000 miles. And we guarantee to meet or beat the price on the same year, make, and model as any Phoenix Toyota dealer. So you can stay local. But you're almost out of time to get your new Tacoma with 1,000 cash back or as low as 1.9% for 60 months. Keep your hard-earned dollars local at Findlay Toyota Prescott, the Daily Courier 2018 Reader's Choice Award for Best Automotive Dealership. Online at FindlayToyotaPrescott.com.
Findlay Toyota Prescott, we're everybody's hometown dealer.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A your choice for your Wednesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University was the big winner in Prescott's Veterans Day Parade. Embry-Riddle won the Best Overall Entry Award in the parade, which was held in downtown Prescott Saturday morning. There were 86 entries, and awards were given in 7 categories. Other winners include the Prescott High School Air Force JROTC, Fraternal and Military Organization, the Northern Arizona VA Women's Health Program, Hospital Entries by Veterans, Ernest A. Love American Legion Post 6 Honor Guard Marching Unit, the Korean War Veterans Motorized Group, the Pride of Prescott Marching Band Music, the Prescott Antique Auto Club Nonprofit, and Arizona Public Service Commercial Business. The theme of the parade was Hometown Heroes, Remembering World War I, 1914 to 1918. The Coconino County Sheriff's Office has been keeping busy with rescues.
On Saturday afternoon, the Sheriff's Office received a 911 call regarding a climbing accident at Oak Creek Vista off Highway 89A. A 34-year-old Phoenix woman had suffered serious injuries after she fell 40 feet. Coconino County Sheriff's Deputy Paul Clifton describes the method used to get the injured woman to safety.
The spot we were in was really tough. We also set up a technical rope system.
The climber was flown out by helicopter to Flagstaff Medical Center. 2 days later, an injured hiker was rescued off Humphreys Peak. Three hikers from Flagstaff were on a trail when one of them slipped on some ice and suffered a shoulder injury. Coconino County Sheriff's Office Commander Rex Gilliland says search and rescue personnel faced extremely dangerous conditions in trying to reach the injured hiker.
They were about 12,000-foot elevation, ambient temperature 17 degrees. These three hikers were ill-prepared for the extreme conditions.
The hiker's arm was splinted and he was helped down the trail. He refused additional medical care. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Expect an overnight low of 29 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 60 tomorrow and a high of 61 on Friday. 33 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Thursday of 68 and a high on Friday of 70. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM, KQ&A.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
We'll drive, you play. It's the Cliff Castle Casino Express, offering round-trip luxury motor coach service to Cliff Castle Casino. Pay just $10 and receive $25 in free slot play or match play. Plus, once you earn 100 slot points, you'll get free breakfast or lunch at Mountain Springs Buffet. Buses leave from Flagstaff and Prescott Tuesdays and Thursdays. Call 888-LUCK-BUS or visit cliffcastlecasino.com to find out more. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
When you reach your retirement age, 62 or older, additional income could make your current financial situation more stable. How about Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, commonly known as a reverse mortgage? Some advantages are no monthly principal and interest payment, monthly income, a line of credit, or both, plus you could delay your Social Security benefits.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:34 with Ron and Barbara Stevenson. Now, you two used to have a radio show called Financially Tuned with Ron and Barbara. And tell us about your new show, which aired for the first time just a few days ago.
Well, we've been on the air now for 2.5-3 years.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a lot of fun. We've been on your show 2 or 3 times,
mm-hmm.
but we decided with the new time, which is Saturdays on KQ&A
at noon.
12 noon,
mm-hmm.
great timing, people are out and about, so we decided to change it up, and the new show is called Financial Facts and Tax with Ron and Barbara.
One of the reasons we're doing that is there is a lot of misinformation out there.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things we feel very strongly about is sharing the real facts with people. Mm-hmm. So we renamed the show Financial Facts and Tax.
When you meet first with a couple who wants to discuss their finances, what are some of the questions, the first few questions you ask them?
Are you retired? When are you going to retire? Let's talk about your Social Security. Let's talk about pensions. Let's talk about the buckets of money that you have. How old are you now? Sometimes we have to ask that very delicately, depending on who the audience is. But what that does is it gives us a sense of, one, how much money they have. If they're 55 years old, then based on longevity of life, then they need to plan on living off from that money for the next 30, 35 years.
You don't want to outlive your money, do
no.
you?
No.
Yeah.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah.
And actually, you know, that's the financial part of the beginning of the conversation. When we meet with people for the first time, we really want to know about them.
Yeah.
Tell me about you. Tell me about your history. How did you get to Prescott? Where were you? Tell us about your work. Tell us about your travel. Because that's going to give us some real insights into potentially what their saving pattern might have been.
Mm-hmm.
And we get to hear a little bit about where they've been. We find common ground with almost everybody we meet, DJ, either the industry we were in together, a city or state we were in, a hobby we've shared over the years, a way to, you know, meet with people and see, are we a good fit?
Yeah. The hopes and dreams.
The hopes and dreams
sure.
that they've started to store up. So, mm-hmm. you know, Ron was zeroing in on when we actually hunker down to talk, let's look at your retirement plan, right? But first we start with, who are you?
Mm-hmm.
Right? How
well,
did you get here?
On that same note, how did you guys get here? Barbara, let's start with you to describe us for us how you got into the financial field.
Well, this is kind of interesting, DJ, because when I was just a sprout, I started in real estate. And interestingly enough, I discovered in my early 20s that people want to look at homes nights and weekends. And when I was in my early 20s, that isn't what I wanted to do on nights and weekends. So interestingly enough, I had an opportunity to be interviewed by Ross Perot, and I started a corporate career at EDS that lasted almost 15 years.
I'm kidding.
It took me to several countries, many states, and I started in the commercial insurance industry. So I've actually been a fellow of the Life Management Institute for... A lot of years. Than I want to say. Let me say it's like decades.
That'll be our little secret.
Okay, yeah. Good.
Ron, how about you?
So for many years now, for 14 years when I was just 30, starting at age 30, I was hired to work for Pfizer, the big pharmaceutical
sure.
firm.
Mm-hmm.
And over 14 years rose up to pretty high management positions. And all along, I had always helped everyone with their 401ks, with their insurance policies, choosing allocations on their 401ks. And I thought, man, if I ever leave this corporate world, I want to really do this and mm-hmm. really help people in a small community someplace. So about 16, 17 years ago, I left the corporate world and specifically jumped right into this business, and this is where we've been ever since.
And with both of you working your way up in the corporate world, you learn firsthand the importance of a budget, don't you?
Oh, my gosh. A budget, forecasting, trading expenses for an end goal, compromise, what a mm-hmm. concept in today's world.
Buckets of money for later.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, we were exposed to just about every kind of retirement plan a company might offer, which we look back on all the time and say, oh, we know about these simples. We had them. Oh, we know 401ks. We had them. Oh, we know these profit sharing plans. We had them.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things that we also remember is that while the forms were readily available, the advice and recommendations on what to actually invest in, now that was pretty thin. Mm-hmm. And Ron actually does a lot of advising of people who have existing 401ks with companies, but who are not getting any advice. And so they look at allocations. And again, you know, we work with people who are a long way from retirement.
Sure.
All the way through, you know, well into retirement.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about AFS and AFI.
AFS was the first company, and that's been around since 2003. That's our life insurance, our safe money investments, the ones that have guarantees, mm-hmm. known guarantees, and our tax and tax planning. That's the American Financial Security part of the business, our first company.
And American Financial Investments is our securities firm. Mm-hmm. So Barbara and I have American Financial Investments is a registered investment advisory firm mm-hmm. In the state of Arizona. So we do any kind of wealth management under the umbrella of that firm.
Mm-hmm. I hear the term fiduciary. What is that, and are you both one?
So as a company, fiduciary really means, are you working in someone or a client's best interest? And, you know, DJ, we both firmly feel like we have always operated in that capacity or mm-hmm. that manner. Barbara feels like growing up with her parents and me growing up in my household with my parents, that they taught us those fiduciary values and that's the way we are as people.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm the advisor within our firm. Barbara is certainly an owner of the firm. So we believe that us and all of our employees operate as fiduciaries.
Does that make you a suitability company?
Well, that's
a great question.
It is.
Because people get confused, I think, new terms, you know, suitability, oh, fiduciary, what's that really mean? We even had a prospective client in one of our early conversations ask Ron exactly that. Are you a fiduciary? Are you a suitability?
And really, like Barbara said, and we appreciate you bringing up the question, we believe that we do the right thing for people that's in their best interest.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, if people want a certain type of investment, they have to be suitable for that investment. So in essence, we are both. Mm-hmm. We have always acted as fiduciaries, even before it became a mandate by government.
Mm-hmm.
But we feel like we have always, at the same time, made sure that people are suitable for the investments that we advise that they go into.
On that note, there are some very popular TV shows, restaurant rescue shows, for instance, where someone dines out at a nice restaurant, falls in love with the experience, and despite never having worked in a restaurant or never having managed one, they want to own the restaurant. Of course, mm-hmm. disaster ensues.
Of course.
So do you have to ask the proper questions to get people away from the shiny, dangling thing that's luring them like a siren to their doom and find out why they want to invest in certain things?
Absolutely. And we have questions from, oh gosh, over the years, you know, how much gold should I have buried in under the third rose bush to the left?
Yeah.
What about Bitcoin? What about this? What about that? And, you know, the thing that, and I'll give Ron a big compliment here because I'm in all the strategy sessions with him, or most mm-hmm. of them, and I know that we do not lead with solutions. We don't lead a conversation with any predetermined outcome. The conversation takes us where it takes us and leads us to understanding what are the best investment complements to something they already may have and to where they're hoping to get.
Mm-hmm. Ron?
You know, if you think about, and we write about this in our book,
And what's the title of the book?
The book is Pillars of Retirement Income,
mm-hmm.
and 14 chapters, and it's very, we blend all of our corporate backgrounds and now 16 years of doing financial planning, insurance planning,
and
tax
integrated
planning.
Tax planning, which is a big piece of the puzzle.
Sure. So one of the things that we talk about, and I just had a phone call today, someone said, hey, Ron, I have X amount of dollars, and they've been a client for many years. I want the highest amount of interest that I can get. I want it to be completely liquid so I can get at it anytime I want. I don't want to have any surrender fees or be charged any fees from you.
And I might need it within 6 months. We go, well, so, you probably ought to just keep that in the little checking account there.
That's what we call the perfect investment, which does not exist.
True.
And to Barbara's point, really, there's no tailored portfolio for every person.
True.
By getting to know and have a relationship with these people, then we can begin to customize what is best for them so they can sleep well at night.
Mm-hmm. You know, on that note, I used to have a state insurance license, and I was taught by my sales manager that you can't possibly know what's best for your client until you know which questions to ask. That's and right. Then listen.
Yes.
Right?
That's right.
Yes, absolutely.
How important is that? Well, let me ask you this too. With all the investment options out there, how do you decide? Now, you mentioned before the right fit. Okay. How do you determine those, and how do you look into a crystal ball and see what the future holds for that particular investment?
You know, every single person, if we were to do what we call a risk assessment on them, they're going to come up with a different score. My score, your score, Barbara's score, anyone's score is going to be different. And depending on time frame of when they need money, how much liquidity, how long they expect that bucket of money to last, depending on their level of risk, is going to determine what their options are. And really, the sky is the limit as far as what those options are. And then we can begin to customize a fiduciary-based portfolio that is just right for them.
One of the things that's really powerful in our investment avenue, I guess, is that Ron is an independent advisor. So in our seminars, we often use the term, people are going to go on a retirement journey. And if you think of it as a journey that will last many, many years, take you in lots of directions, you could almost consider it a hike. And you're going to take this long walk. And during that walk, you might need ski boots, hiking boots, high heels, flip-flops. You might need a lot of shoe wear, footwear for your journey. Well, if I need a variety of footwear, I want to work with an advisor who has access to the footwear factory.
Ah, there you go.
Not just a red shoe and a brown shoe.
Yeah.
And so our company is an independent company, which means that Ron is in a position to analyze every new opportunity that comes out there. And then if he believes it's a good fit in that market, he certifies on that particular investment product because that's how it works. You have to know how these things work in order for an insurance company, in this instance, to allow you to write business for them. So it's a knowledge thing, and it's looking at how long a period of the investment, things like surrender, what are the guaranteed growth, what are some of the options somebody might add to an insurance, particularly investment, maybe a long-term care need, maybe, you know, a different type of income access. But he's able to, once we know what we need to accomplish with what someone has, we have lots of avenues to go to because he's constantly certifying on these as they come out.
Now, you know, a lot of tax companies and kiosks, they close up after April. You guys do it year-round. So what's happening in taxes right now?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, it's amazing because the demand is there year-round.
It is. You know, we just finished extensions, individual extensions, and corporate extensions were big push in September and October. But actually, DJ, we've been doing planning. Planning, planning, and planning. We have a brand-new tax code for both individuals and for small businesses, and we love our small businesses. So we're working with them to look at their year-to-date performance. What are they anticipating? How does that fit into the new tax law pictures? Mm-hmm. What advantages can we take advantage of? If you're not doing planning for this new tax code, you've got a whole year you're going to miss the boat.
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing I might add is that, you know, during the year, it's not just reporting what happened as far as your income to the IRS, but during the year, people might have a rental and they decide, hey, what would happen to my taxes if I sell this? What would happen if I sell these bunch of stocks? What impact would that have on my tax bill? If I take this IRA and convert it to a Roth IRA, what impact would that have on my tax bill?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. What if I sold this? Did limits change for that? What about gifting? Lots of changes.
So during the year, we do a lot of planning, not only on the investment, but also on the tax side.
Mm-hmm.
And people really like that integration, that they can come to one place to get the answers.
And you don't want to be the taxpayer who at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on April 15th walks into H&R Block with five boxes of tax forms and says, okay, get me a refund. You don't want to be that person. So what should people be doing right now to prepare for the end of the year?
Right now, if you have not taken your required minimum distribution, chop, chop, you have until December 31st. Mm-hmm. If that's money you don't need in your pocketbook, and you grouse every year about having to take it, consider turning that into one or more qualified charitable distributions. The income will not even hit the tax return, and with the higher standard deduction this year, you may not need that charitable deduction on Schedule A. Use it out of your IRA. Mm-hmm. So RMDs would be a big thing. Remember out there, it was the federal tax code that changed, not the Arizona. So many of my clients say, oh, good, with that new higher deduction, I don't have to save all this stuff. Oh, yes, you will, yes, because you will. We may still itemize on the Arizona return.
If I could point out also, because of these lower brackets that we are in right now and a higher standard deduction for people, in essence, we could say that taxes are on sale.
Yes.
Which means that people could sell some of those stocks and do what we call tax harvesting right now, too. Mm-hmm. So, again, it's all planning.
Yep. And how can people learn more about what you do on behalf of investors and taxpayers?
Well, you can go to our website at afsprescott.com, and we've got several radio shows, several of the articles we do for the Quad City Business News. DJ, you know very well.
They
can come and see us.
Sure,
yeah, because we are there. We do complimentary consultations for investment, same for tax. I love to talk with my small businesses. If you are a specialty services, trader business, meaning personal services, and you have not done tax planning for this year, I would encourage you, give us a call.
And that number is?
928-771-8368.
Ron and Barbara Stevenson, thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Tax season's coming up, folks. Stay tuned. Got some final thoughts and tomorrow's Q&A guests on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live around the world at kqna.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit davidasnydercpa.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Hello, this is Prescott Mayor Greg Mingarelli. The new commercial airline for Prescott Municipal Airport will feature a commercial jet service for the first time in our aviation history. Now, with new United Express flights, Prescott travelers can conveniently connect to United's global network with daily flights between Prescott and Denver and 6 days a week between Prescott and Los Angeles with one round trip each day. And the rates are very competitive. This is a game changer for our region. Now it's time to fly the friendly skies of Prescott. It's our turn to support this new air service. Tickets are on sale now at united.com.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-452-1760. That's 800-452-1760.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, got some entertainment ideas for you for this weekend. The One Stage Family Theater is putting on It's a Wonderful Life, a live radio play. That will be Saturday and Sunday with two shows on Saturday at the Prescott Elks Theater. You can get your tickets by going to PrescottElksTheater.com. Also starting Saturday, time to strap on the ice skates at the Prescott Valley Event Center, beginning November 17th, running through January 7th. The event center is open for various sessions for public ice skating, open hockey, and adult hockey league games. Go to PrescottValleyEventCenter.com for the schedule for all those sessions. Hey, stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3 o'clock, then Talk of a Town Prescott at 4. Join me right back here Thursday with my guests, local author and retired LAPD detective Mike Rothmiller and Mike Adrian from Tractor Supply with news about a vintage 1800s baseball game coming this Saturday to Prescott. That is Thursday at 2 on Q&A, when I will see you on the radio.
Been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.